good afternoon. Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Vicki. How can I help you today?
Hi, Vicki. My name is Lisa Jaggers, and I just see a debit on my account, and I have no idea who you people are. I've never ordered anything from anybody.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you this afternoon, ma'am. You've reached a third-party call center. What we do here is provide customer support for different online vendors.
Okay.
I'm going to need some information from you to locate an account, ma'am. Give me just a moment to get situated where I can enter your information. The first thing I'm going to need is...
Yeah, this is the second one that's happened in 2 months, and I'm not real happy about it.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand.
So I don't know if I have to... Yeah, it's Lisa.
First and last name, please.
Jaggers, J-A-G-G-E-R-S.
One moment, Ms. Jaggers.
Okay.
Again, this is a third-party call center.
Yeah, you probably get angry calls all the time, don't you?
I get all kind of calls all the time. Comes with the territory. We try to resolve it. Let's see. And again, this isn't the company. This is a third-party call center. We represent several different online vendors, Ms. Jaggers. This one is called Evolution Trainer or Evo Trainer. You should be familiar with it because it looks like you called in and got a refund on last month on the 19th. Can you verify your shipping address for me, Ms. Jaggers, so I can discuss your account, please?
408 Colling Avenue.
Huh. City and state. This is interesting.
Union, Missouri, 63084.
Okay. Let's see what's really going on because guess whose name is by your account?
Who?
Mine.
Yours?
Mine. It says Vicki on June 19th. How did I mess up? Let's see. Hang on just a minute.
I'm like, I don't, yeah, if somebody called last month, what
yes,
is going
ma'am.
On?
You know what happened? I refunded you last month.
Okay.
But I didn't cancel it. That's what happened. So I do apologize. I'm glad I'm the one to answer the phone.
Yay, I got the same person.
Yes, ma'am. That's my fault, though, because I did actually give you a refund for $39.99 last month. I thought the name sounded familiar.
Okay.
Wait a minute. So let me get this $39.99 voided out. That'll expedite it getting back on your card. I do apologize. That was totally
it's
my
okay.
error.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm glad I got you, though.
Me, too. Me, too.
Wow. Because I'm like, I never ordered nothing. You said, oh, it's those online things. And I said, well, I'll never do it again. And I have not.
Yes, ma'am. So now I canceled out the account. There will be no more repeated charges. I do apologize, Ms. Jaggers.
Oh, it's fine.
Totally
it's fine.
Me.
As long as it goes back, I'm happy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I sent it back, actually, to your MasterCard ending 4475, Ms. Jaggers. You'll have that money back on your card. I voided it instead of... a refund, when we void charges, they tend to get back on the account quicker because the charge hasn't actually come off your card yet. It's still pending. So over
right.
the next couple of days, you're going to see that $39.99 charge is just going to be reversed.
All right.
And
well,
I have
thank
a
you, Vicki.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I sent you a refund confirmation, or rather a void confirmation email, Ms. Jaggers, to a piece of Lisa at gmail.com. You're going to receive that email, ma'am, within the next 24 to 48 hours if you don't get it right away. And let me give you your cancellation number.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Uh-huh.
910952.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize again to you, Ms. Jaggers. This could have...
It's okay. I'm glad
directions.
I got the same person. That's
I am
awesome.
Too. I really am too. Yeah.
You're like, my name. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you, Vicki. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Jaggers, you enjoy the rest of your summer. Please stay safe out there. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.